Hard to forget the spinach scare of 2006. It was 1 year ago today that the Food and Drug Administration warned Americans that fresh spinach might be contaminated with E. coli. The outbreak was eventually traced to a ranch near Salinas, California, but not before three people died and about 200 got sick. Since then, the farms that produce California's leafy greens have started a new voluntary inspection program. Ben Adler of member station KXJZ reports.
I wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah, you learn quick.
Mike Brown's trekking through some pretty thick mud on the edge of a lettuce field south of Salinas. It's about 9 o'clock on a fresh September morning, and the fog's just rolling back from the Salinas Valley to the western hills. Brown's one of about 10 new auditors with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Today, he's looking at some paw prints alongside the freshly irrigated field.
Here's those tracks that I picked up.
Brown says they look like dog tracks, but he's not sure. They could be from a fox or coyote.
I don't see any footprints going into the field, so I'm just going to take a GPS reading from here and note that there was animal tracks.
These field audits are staples of a new industry-backed program designed to minimize future contamination from sources like animals or tainted water. Leafy greens handlers or companies that send the product to market sign up for the voluntary program. They agree to keep an eye on their growers and make sure they follow industry-written food safety measures.
We always look at each well or water source on the property, on the ranch.
Auditors like Brown and this one, Gordon Poulsen, walk through fields to look for red flags, like animal tracks, holes in fences, or farm workers who aren't wearing gloves. But they don't test water samples. The handler hires an independent testing company to do that. If a handler fails an audit, which hasn't happened yet, the company risks losing its buyers. Today, about a dozen workers are harvesting romaine lettuce. The handler's production manager, Lee Papasian, stands with auditor Gordon Poulsen at the edge of a nearby reservoir used for irrigation.
I mean, if we saw animal tracks here, we'd pull a test before we even watered it again.
And to me, that's the example that this program is working, in my opinion. It truly is.
Why?
Because you see the reaction that the growers take, the companies take. They don't have to be told to do anything. They're out there trying to do it on their own to make this product safer, as safe as it can be.
Of course, not everyone agrees.
Unfortunately, the only test of this system really working is somebody getting sick, someone unfortunately dying.
State Senator Dean Flores represents part of California's Central Valley.
And then people are going to say, well, the experiment didn't work, but at what cost? I mean, who died? How many people got sick? How many infants were injured?
Flores does not think a voluntary system is enough. He wants to mandate stronger food safety measures, like testing crops while they're in the ground and as they're harvested. And he wants state health officials to enforce the measures, with fines for companies who don't comply. But his package of bills has stalled in the California legislature, and he says he's worried.
Until people get sick for the 23rd outbreak, we're going to continue to operate on a voluntary basis.
But David Acheson's a pragmatist. He's the FDA's point man on food safety, and he knows it's impossible to eliminate foodborne illness completely. Still, he says the industry is on the right track.
Do I believe that the leafy green supply is a little safer than it was a year ago? Yeah, I think it probably is. Is it as safe as I would like it to be or the agency would like it to be? No, it probably isn't.
Which, for now, Acheson says, is about all that's practical. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.
Thank you.